podcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for All About Android is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of All About Android, episode 141, recorded on Tuesday, December 24th, 2013. Happens to be Christmas Eve. Normally we're your source for the latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful, but today I, Jason Howell, I'm just going to play you a bunch of clips, random clips from the year. I went through the entire year's worth of back catalog episodes for All About Android for the entire year of 2013. We haven't done a best of clip show for All About Android before, and I gotta say it was worth the time. I literally scrubbed through every single episode from the year and just searched for great moments. This isn't like one of those best of clip shows where like I play a whole segment or anything. It's pretty much just moments for the most part, which is kind of how I like to cut these together. But I think there's some pretty choice moments. I hope that you appreciate the lengths that I go through on decorating the set for this, the Christmas Eve edition of All About Android. I hope you enjoy the best of, starting with what was probably the biggest news at the top of the year, at least as related to All About Android, Gino Trapani's joining the show. We are your weekly source for the latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful. And I'm so excited for this episode. I'm Jason Howell.
And I'm Ron Richards.
And I'm Gina Trapani.
Yeah, you are the source of my excitement. Well, other than the fact that I'm just happy to be back doing the show.
We've had 2 weeks off. Yeah, we might be a little rusty, but we're welcoming Gina.
It's great to be here. I'm so excited to be on the show. So excited.
Well, we are thrilled to have you, Gina. The things that you've done and that you're doing is just a laundry list of awesome. Founding editor of lifehacker.com, creator of ThinkUp, developer of todo.txt. That's for Android and iOS, right? That's cross developed. Host of course on this network This Week in Google, as well as in beta with Kevin Purdy, who we've had on the show many times.
Yep.
Doing some awesome stuff. We're just super thrilled that this gets added to that list.
We are not intimidated at all by having someone very much smarter than us, as evidenced by my sentence structure.
Oh, come on. This is episode 91. I'm totally the rookie, so I hope everyone will go easy on me. I'm really, really excited to be here, and just absolutely thrilled. We got an email or a message from Ron from Texas, who says, you had a viewer looking for a way to define a word and define a word. This was our last episode when someone written in and said, you know, on iOS, you can tap a word, highlight it, and just define as one of the options. And this is kind of a deal breaker on my switch to Android. How do I do this in Android? So Ron from Texas says, in Jelly Bean, I simply swipe up and say, Google, define, insert word, depending on the word. You get other info, such as, is it a noun or verb, showing it using a sentence.
I did this the other day.
Synonyms, plus links to a few dictionary sites if you need more. And Ron says, it is time we embrace the awesomeness of Google Now. And I could not agree more. I absolutely love Google Now. Love it, love it.
Yeah.
The problem, though, with defining words in Google Now is if you don't pronounce the word, so if it's a word that you don't know, presumably, right, because that's why you're defining it, you might not know how to pronounce it correctly. Mm-hmm. So it can trip up. So the word that I always use to test dictionary apps is virago, V-I-R-A-G-O. It means like a sort of loud and scolding woman, right? So I just think it's a funny word. I love that word. And so I tried this at Google Now. I said, define virago. It thought I said Farago. It thought I said there I go. It thought I said Verizon go. Like, it never actually got the word that I was saying. So when you use the define, you know, speech, when you use define and you use kind of the voice to text feature, you're risking that it's not going to quite get the word the way that you want it. That said, I use define on Google, you know, just from my keyboard all the time, and Google Now can do that. So that's definitely an option. So
okay,
thank you. Ron from Texas.
First of all, I've never heard of the word virago, so thank you for that.
I think I've gotten a couple of viragos in my life, to be honest with you.
Define virago.
So okay, so let's try it here. We might as well. Okay. I have Google Now up here, Chad, if you want to take that. And I'm really curious. I want to see this word.
All right.
Define virago. Verizon Go.
Right. Yeah, mine got Farago.
Farago.
Yeah, Farago. I got that one too.
Interesting.
And if it's a Verizon phone, then I would imagine it would come back with, like, Verizon Go is awesome. whatever it is.
But I wonder if our accents get in the way. Let me try.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, let me see.
Filipino accent.
Define Virago.
I like how we all just yell at our phone.
I like to yell it, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn you.
Define
Google, you have a ways to go. Or you have a ways
Virago.
To
Virago.
Virago.
Yeah.
Virago. There we Verizon go. Go.
All right, on to our next email. Are either you guys using Google Wallet or am I all alone there?
I haven't, but Kevin's
whenever
an expert at using Google Wallet in Buffalo, New York, which I love his stories of using Google Wallet in Buffalo.
Is it bad?
The people
in
at
Buffalo?
Burger King, Ron. The people at Burger King are not ready for it, Ron.
You see, that's my worry. I'll tell you, the people in San Francisco, you'd be surprised. They're not quite ready for it either. the woman at Walgreens looked at me like I was crazy when I was putting my phone against the thing, and I was like, no, Google Wallet, and so.
Yeah. When it works, it's like you're like living in Blade Runner, and then the 20-30% of times when it doesn't work, everyone in line is looking at you, and you look like you don't know how to pay for things.
That's the biggest problem: is the public humiliation when you can't actually make it work. That's the biggest.
You look
problem.
Like you're trying to trade your phone, like barter it for toilet paper. Like, yep. Here you go, take my phone, please. Need paper.
I seriously think that once you get over 7 inches, it is a phone, it is a phablet, it should ship with a Bluetooth earpiece or some sort of thing to promote not using it like that.
Yeah. I wonder if it should go with a headset or something that, you know, or even just ear. I don't know. The Bluetooth headset is a little too. I don't know if I could pull that off. But maybe just, you know, just that the headphones would have a speaker in them, you know, to talk on the phone with.
You know what they need to do? They need to make a S Pen Bluetooth headset hybrid
that slides into the device.
That slides into the device. Yeah. So if it slid into the device and it's an S Pen, or you collapse it and put it in your ear, it's a Bluetooth earpiece.
But okay. I was thinking, I was going in the way of, like, you have an S Pen and then you also have this other device. Because, like, I don't want to get, like, earwax on my S Pen.
Oh. Well, what if you have, like, a little earpiece, like a little thing that goes in your ear, and then you have the S Pen, and the S Pen, the top of the S Pen has a mic.
You know what? That would be cool. Yeah, mic on your S Pen.
Yeah.
And then maybe...
You guys sound like the Samsung development team.
I know. We're just giving these ideas away, Samsung.
Listen,
you can have them.
They're free. They're here. Yeah. Maybe you put the S Pen, like the pin part of it, into something else. You stick it in your ear.
You put the S what in?
S Pen.
S Pen?
Yes.
The pen?
The pen.
I love the way you
S Pen?
A pin. That's a good idea, actually. Yeah, you see? Yeah.
Oh, come on, y'all.
Samsung, call us. We're full of good ideas.
Greg and the rest of the world emailed us to correct us on last week's discussion about the Ouya console and backwards compatibility. Greg says, you were saying how unreasonable it is for them to expect the console to be able to play future games. I think you guys were misunderstanding backwards compatible. When the Xbox 720 says it's backwards compatible, it means it'll play Xbox 360 games, not that it'll play whatever's coming out next. That's completely true. I think we completely got spun down that direction and kind of got the terms backwards a little bit. I blame myself for that.
I'll take the hit for that. I think I had a total brain fart and conflated future compatibility with backwards compatibility. I was, and when I saw this email, I was like, oh, of course. Like, I think we just sort of went down the wrong rabbit hole. So apologies about that.
I will be honest. I yelled at my at my device as I was watching the show. I go, no, this is why I need to be here.
Yes. Keep us honest. Bring some reality to us when we're talking about video game systems, I don't live my life in video game systems much these days.
Am I the only one who does that? Like when you're not on the show and you listen or not on a show that you do, do you talk back to it? Like I know a lot of listeners do it. Now that I quit the iFanboy podcast, I listen to it as a listener and I'm going, no, guys. And like I did the same thing with this too.
So, yeah, I don't know if I talk out loud, but I certainly think about the things that I would say for sure.
I have exclaimed
it's hard not
out
to.
Loud, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
I've yelled at my car at this episode of Twig, so I'm right there with you.
See, right? Exactly. I'm not crazy.
No, backwards compatible.
You know that.
Not forwards? Jeez.
Good news for one of our favorite apps. A much, much needed update to the All-Star application, which I have here on my tablet, known as Is It Time for AA?
That's right.
The app that tells you... whether it's time for All About Android.
Nuking Nukem, yep. Flowing the Flowmaster, generating reports, upgrading hardware, managing todo.txt, listening to Yellow Gold, doing complex stuff, correcting errors. It's time for All About Android.
And the much-needed update includes Gina to the fold. Right. So
yes,
there you go.
I'm
so,
in the change log,
there
baby.
You go. So it's legit.
It
in
is
the change
in the change log.
Log. So welcome. It is now official. So,
that's awesome. I'm happy that this time when we showed it off during the show, it worked.
It worked. Yeah, yeah. Well, we found that bug. It's all part of the development.
Yeah,
it's
the song, which is the song is awesome, like the AAA song, it plays it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's a top tier app. I think we're all, you know, kind of waiting for a little Hollow redesign.
Yeah, that would be nice.
You'll get there.
Yep.
You'll get there, B-Woogie. We really appreciate all the work you've put into
it. I liked one of them was Sabotage. There you go.
Oh, I know that song.
My favorite one was Sabotaging iPad Today, which I thought was interesting.
Wait a minute. Yeah. iPad Today sabotaged us
exactly.
today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the other way around. Oh, wait a minute. Do we have breaking news?
We do.
Oh, my gosh. This is crazy. The show just keeps getting crazier and crazier. We have a Nexus phone. Wait a minute. What's behind that phone?
Ooh,
I don't
banks.
Understand. Peel it away. Ah! The suspense is killing me. Hello. What's up?
Okay, so I just spent the last 20 minutes arguing with Tom, like, why I can't use his basic setup and why I'm doing this instead, because, like, all this stuff here is not working. Major fail.
Oh,
he's
no.
Like, he's like, is the camera on? Is the black magic box on? Like, yes. Yes.
Oh, no.
So here's my fake mic that's not really working. Anyway, it's just hilarious. You could ask him about it tomorrow. So I'm just like, this is not working.
See, I just
set your setup.
I just thought that Tom was very protective of his camera shot for TNT, and he's like, no, this is how I come on the show. I know Tom better than that.
Maybe it is. He's just like,
oh, it's hidden.
Tell you why it doesn't work.
It's disguised.
You put on your ugly headphones.
Oh, she's apparently Margaret
man.
Cho's mom now, but
how are you doing, Eileen? It's good to see you.
How are you guys?
Awesome.
Great to see you.
Yeah. Quite well.
Happy 100th, everybody.
Eileen, really important question from the chat room. Sparkling Cyanide wants to know, what are you having for dinner?
Meatballs.
Okay, that's what I thought. All right, good.
Eileen, every week I try to crush, kill, destroy in the Android arena in your name. I'm trying to like carry the torch here, so I'm hope I hope I make you proud. But I just wanted to thank you for you and Jason starting the show way back when. I'm having a blast doing it, and we miss you.
Yeah, we miss
Aww.
You.
So, are you winning, Gina? Really importantly, are you winning in the tally? Do we know?
I either win by a lot or lose by a lot. Like I was like, right? Would you say, Jay-Z?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. You came out of the gate rocking, though.
I did.
True.
I came out of the gate really strong. Yeah. I was like, I'm ready to compete. So I'm working on it. I do okay.
Yeah, but also, what I noticed was, and maybe I'm just dumb because I didn't realize it, but if you look here on my phone, right? So I've got Battery Widget Reborn, and mm-hmm. that's expanded. But like, I've got One Weather, and sometimes One Weather would have an expanded weather kind of view. And I realized if you just swipe down, it expands.
Yeah.
Yep.
I didn't
yep.
know that. That's so cool.
You can use two fingers to swipe it back up.
Oh my God, look at that.
You can actually press and hold on it with one finger and then bring it back up.
Right.
Oh, wow. Look at that. That's so cool. Anyway, but and now Battery Widget Reborn has all these links on here. Pocket Cast, I can control, play, and pause. It's almost as if the phone is inside the notifications pane.
SAG7392 in the chat. Late to the party, Ron.
Yes, I am.
Let's do a show where Ron just discovers all the cool things about Android.
So cool.
Rediscovers for you.
Did you guys know that you could press and hold on stuff? That's crazy.
I literally realized this when the Gmail update happened. I was like, look at those buttons. And then it's been a whole new world.
Wow.
Kind of big news here. Andy Rubin stepping down as head of Android. Google's Larry Page announced the big news, stating Andy had decided to move on to other projects within the company. And Andy Rubin actually wrote an email to Android partners where he said...
I'd rather hear it in his own words.
I think this might be the last time we see this little segment here. You go ahead and There he is. where he said, I am an entrepreneur at heart, and now is the right time for me to start a new chapter within Google. I'm amazed by what we have accomplished from those early days not so long ago and remain passionate about the power of a simple idea and a shared goal, an open source platform freely available to everyone to transform computing to people everywhere.
Can I get file for that animation? Just because I think I want that at work now. Just every now and then, I just want to pull it up my screen and just have a conversation with Andy.
I'm really surprised.
What would Andy say?
Yeah, it's not an animated GIF yet. No, it probably should be.
It should be. It should be an animated GIF.
Like an 8-ball, you know, like it could just mouth could move and it could be like. Yeah. Keep going, Ron.
You can always ask Andy an important question and he'll give you an informed answer. So Sundar Pichai, sorry, I lost my train of thought here. Sundar Pichai is taking over the reins, basically replacing Andy at the helm of Android. And Sundar has, up until now, been VP of Chrome, but he's actually adding Android to his current duties, not replacing it. Right. So on top of everything that he's already got going, Android is added to that list, which leads to some interesting speculation. But before we get to that,
I would love to hear from him.
Yeah, before we get to that, let's just get this out of the way. Our new segment, thought long and hard for a name of the segment and came up with What Would Sundar Say? Hey, there he is. There's our boy. All right, Sundar, what do you have to say about that? Nothing. Sundar has said absolutely nothing. It's just the way it is. Sundar hasn't said anything yet. Hopefully he will, and that graphic will get a lot more play.
We are prepared. That's just the important thing.
Exactly.
I'm very excited for this part of the show. I'm very excited.
Oh, boy. By the way.
All right. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Are you ready?
Throwdown.
Fire it up, Chad.
I'm not ready. Something's wrong with the video.
Oh no.
Well, then we're just gonna have to, we're just gonna have to go with the other one then.
I guess.
Oh, I was all excited for the audience to see it.
It's a tease. Yeah. This is a tease to next week.
Dang it. Yeah.
It's all right.
This is the worst thing that ever happened to me.
Oh man.
No, something's going on.
Chad's ears right now.
Wow.
It's okay. I feel your pain, Chad. This was me this morning.
I built it up. I'm sorry,
man. Here we go. Into the arena.
So many answers, but only one left. Android Arena.
Dramatic arena.
Was that like our first major fail on the show?
Wow.
I mean, it was, yeah. So for with teasing, you can look forward to an interesting new look to the Android arena coming up.
Possibly,
in case we can ever get it to work.
Yes, we've got some awesome.
Major fail, we're doing great.
Yeah, I know. Let's pull the curtain off of something impressive.
So many enter, but only one lives. Android Arena.
Boom!
Oh, there we go.
Yeah. Look at that.
That was a nice
grab.
Wow.
Man, I almost had a heart attack. That was just too impressive.
Can we see it again?
Sure.
Is that too crazy? Can we do that?
Let's do it.
Yeah, nice.
Chad, is that possible?
So many enter, but only one lives. Android Arena.
And it's still got the Spanish flair, the rolling of the R.
I almost feel, and I'm probably totally in the dark in this one, but I almost feel like the watch concept with computer, the smartwatch concept isn't necessarily for us. It's not for us because we've done the watch and we already kind of have a sour taste in our mouth and we're like, well, we're old school. We don't have a watch anymore. We have a phone. The phone replaced the watch. But the watch is for like the folks coming up that are like, I've never had anything on my wrist, but to have all that power on my wrist, that sounds like something I would be interested in.
Between glass and the watch, we're stumbling upon the technology generation gap.
Yeah, I'm wondering. Yeah. Yes,
this
exactly.
We're forever going to use laptops and use our phone for alarm clocks, right? I mean, like, this is what it is. We're just ingrained, but the next generation, like Jack, he's going to be wearing an Android watch, and it's going to be like.
Do you think about an Android watch? Are you going to want one? Yeah, probably.
He's smiling and nodding. Absolutely. Yeah. So when the show ended, our guest Marquez, I thought he had it with his NFC test launcher. And then this morning I go to look.
I'm calling foul.
Why?
You hover over, look, everyone else's stuff, like in the map, only India and like a few other countries have voted And if you click on India, 424 votes have come from India.
Whoa. You are a sleuth.
That is not, that's, I mean, I love India and I love any viewers who came from India, but wow. I don't believe that we have that many people voting from India.
Interesting.
Wow. This is a ruse. We've been taken.
Yeah. Hmm. Do you think? That's
interesting. If you go just US.
Look, if you look at everyone else, I like, let's, you know, use Spain.
Hey, Chad, there's a crisis in Minecraft you need to go address.
Right now?
Quick,
oh,
look over there. Look over there. There's something going on in Minecraft. Go away.
Interesting.
Even the Aussies, NFC won.
I am completely crestfallen. What happened? Yeah, how did that happen?
Right?
That's crazy. So, okay, so if you minus 424 votes.
Yeah. We're going to have to, I demand a recount.
I know.
So,
not a whole lot we can do about that now.
If you take out my 424 votes, let's see.
Math going on here. I wish I had a calculator app.
I had 205 votes, so Marquez would beat me with his 430. So, Look at Chad finding the truth.
Look, Ron's like, look at Chad.
Look at,
aren't you smart?
How do you know? How do we know that I'm not huge in India? I have a lot of Indian people following me on Google+, by the way.
Yeah, we'll see. There you go.
There you go.
It's your fan base.
Yeah, it's my fan base. I'm huge in...
I know.
I can't name one city in India.
Let's just put it this way. If we look at the United States' votes and add them up, less people voted in the United States than voted in India.
Do you know about India's population?
I do know about India's population. I also know that we're probably a little bit more popular in the United States.
Listen.
Well, in Indiana.
Yes. Listen, they also voted for smart...
I am huge in Mumbai. I am huge in Delhi. I am huge in Bangalore. I am huge in Ahmedabad. I am huge in Kolkata. I'm huge in Jaipur. I'm huge in... there's a town called Lucknow. I'm huge in Lucknow. What can I say? They're all controlling their volumes. Have you gotten a text message? Any sort of breaking news on your end?
Unless she sent it through Facebook.
Nope. That would be great.
I know. She doesn't tag me there. She's like, in labor. Jason's not here.
With a photo.
Right.
So, and you got to wonder now, again, as we do the Google speculation with IO around the corner, will they tease or show anything or show the future of the handsets?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because this could be priming the pump for the interest in that and getting people ready for that. That's somewhat of an announcement
that
I will not see because I won't be there. So. Not
don't
all.
Worry, there's
not
still
bitter.
Hope. Totally bitter.
Still hope. Just like there's still hope that Jason's baby will be born.
Jesus.
During this episode.
That made it sound so dire. We've still got hope that this baby's going to get born.
No. During this episode.
During this episode.
The baby will be born.
I really hope, honestly, I hope that it does happen during the show because that would make it even more memorable.
And before we move on, we have a bit of breaking news, I think, if Chad's got it. We've got some breaking news here.
Breaking news.
This just in from Twitter from our aforementioned Jason Howell, who announced that World, meet our newest creation, Savannah Jade Howell, born 3:03 p.m., 8 pounds, 13 ounces. So congratulations. Hashtag ecstatic. So congratulations to Jason and family, to the newest member of the Howell family.
Cute.
She's beautiful.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Yes.
Aww.
And we got to announce it on All About Android.
I know it happened during the show. $5 says he waited. I will go on record now to say he waited to send this tweet until we were live. That's my guess.
Well, all of my dreams came true. I wanted this to happen on the show so bad.
So
that's awesome.
If he did wait, then I'll give him credit for sitting on that for 3 hours.
Nah, I bet he didn't. It takes some time after, to move on to the next stage after you deliver. So it could just be coincidence. But
so
it's pretty cool.
Breaking news: our first All About Android baby. So congratulations, Jason and family.
Yeah, congratulations, Jason. Savannah Jade is such a beautiful name too.
We were delighted to announce the baby's arrival on the show in breaking news.
Okay.
So we thought, thank you for coordinating that. That was great.
Okay. So let's go back to this whole coordinating, the release of this. Okay. I did know by releasing it then that it was likely to put breaking news onto the show, but I didn't wait for it. She was born at 3:03.
Right.
She spent 2 hours. We spent 2 hours with her before they ever did any of the other stuff, which is, you know, they kind of clean her up, give her a little bath, all that kind of stuff. So it wasn't until about 5:15 before I felt it was even appropriate for me to say out loud, should I update my social networks about the birth of my baby? So the timing was actually perfect in a crazy way.
No, it was
that
wonderful.
Was about the earliest that I would have done
it. I for a moment didn't think that you did it purposely, waited till it was on the show or anything like that. Yeah. We just
but
we
you,
had a lot of
you
fun
bet fi- you put $5 on the table for it, so I would like to collect my $5.
All right, that's fair.
Later.
That's fine. Here's your money.
Wow. We even had it. We did not prepare for this. Gina, I will split this with you because I'm pretty sure you sided with me on this. You have a baby. You know what it's like, right?
Yes.
Baby dictates perfect. The schedule, not
yes,
the show.
Exactly.
Now I know.
Exactly. I love that quick payout. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Android. So Instagram launched on Android exactly a year ago this past week. And you all probably remember Instagram launched on iOS only there for a long time. It was this awesome app that everybody loved. But a year later, it turns out that half of the users of Instagram are on Android. On the launch date, first 24 hours, over a million users downloaded Instagram.
It's pretty popular.
Done really, really well. So
that's what I told you. I told you, Instagram, years ago, that you were neglecting a huge user base, and boom, we're half. And remember when Instagram launched on Android and all the Apple people were like, all the Android people are ruining my feed and it's messing it up and blah, blah, blah. Where are you now? You're not half. We are.
well, actually, they are. Half, they are.
Right.
Well, yeah.
They're the other half.
That's a good point. That's a very good point. I didn't do very well in math in school. But
you need a lesson in pie charts, Ron.
So that was Facebook Home. It's available in the Google Play Store if you've got the right phone. There are ways around it. I think if you go to a bunch of sites, Android Police and Talk Android, stuff like that, had direct links to the APK and instructions how to install it if you're curious about it.
Cool.
But I turned it off. So.
Yeah.
I really want like Facebook Vacation House, you know, like something that's sort of between like a home, but they're really crappy widget, like a place that I could go when I want to go, but maybe isn't like there all the time, like keeping me from doing other stuff.
Facebook Tahoe. You know,
like. Facebook apartment.
Yeah, Facebook apartment. Yeah. Apartment.
Facebook city apartment.
Yeah. Right.
Apartment of the city. Yeah. I like it.
Facebook Motel.
I suppose that would be the app. Unfortunately, you don't want to live there.
Facebook Motel.
Yeah, Facebook Motel.
Much better. Back here on Earth, as we opened before, we saw the Samsung Galaxy S4. And I'm sure we all remember the train wreck that could be described as Samsung's launch event in New York City. Well, they're at it again. Samsung launched the Galaxy S4 in India, in Mumbai, recently. And, well, I mean, I can't even accurately describe what happened. So we'll just roll the video and you all can see what happens. They got an actor, a Bollywood actor named by the name of Ranveer Singh, who performed this.
Oh man.
Yep. This is what you think it is.
Samsung style.
Samsung style, folks.
This poor guy.
If you like the S3, then this phone is even better. It has an HD screen and is just a lot slimmer. 441 PPI is not just a number. Look at this clarity, it's brighter.
It's just, you can't make it up. But I mean, it's one thing to take the song and use it at all, but to repurpose the lyrics and Samsung style, like.
If you like the S3, this phone is even better.
So here are some of the other gems. 441 PPI is not just the number. Look at this clarity, it's brighter. And if you like the S3, then this phone is even better. It has an HD screen. It is just a lot slimmer.
It's just a lot slimmer.
That's awful.
Samsung style. Samsung style. More than just a phone. S4 Samsung style.
Oh. They've... I hope they paid Ranveer a lot, because that is just, that is rough to do.
For the Android faithful, I'm Jason Howell.
I'm Ron Richards.
And I'm Gina Trapani.
Whoa, back up. Wait, what was that?
The only thing that could overshadow you returning to the show.
What is that? Where did that come from?
I think that they were messing around with the profile before I actually got in it.
And Alex is...
We should really blame Cranky Hippo.
Oh.
Well then.
Okay. Thanks, Cranky Hippo.
There we go.
What animal is that?
I don't know.
I'm so confused right now.
We are off to an interesting start.
That was, I think, unexpected on all accounts.
I thought that's what you were going to say, overshadowed.
I didn't even see that. Overshadowed. What I was saying was the only thing that could overshadow your return to the show would be Gina going Google Glass.
Gina gone glass.
Yeah, but with that little animal thing, sloth hanging out on Ron's shoulder, I feel totally upstaged. Then there's the very obvious issue. Like, look at me, you guys. Look at me.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're wearing a pair of glasses.
Without lenses.
Really?
So do you feel silly with it?
Yes.
Like, have you, when I'm reviewing apps, if it's not hollow, I'm not down with it. Like, yeah. that's been my latest thing now. I'm like, you know, it needs a high design bar. Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. So call me crazy.
You're crazy.
Okay.
But I agree.
And you're wearing a bandana.
Yes. Hey, it's really comfortable. I was cold. Now I'm not.
Whoa. True. Good point, Gina. You see, I just accepted the glass now. You're totally cool with it.
It's disappeared, really? Okay.
You need something? Here. Go ahead.
All right. You didn't tell. I would have worn this the whole show.
There you go. Folks at Cruiser Light sent a little bag of swag. I promise we're going to figure out what we can do with this. But in the meantime, Ron's wearing that fancy little hat.
Android.
So now we're all wearing something, Gina.
It looks like... Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. I feel slightly less nerdy. I don't know.
I totally ruined my pompadour.
I'm not sure I'm down with the way that this bandana makes my ears go like that. But
it's a nice Elfin accent. I like
Wait,
it.
Wait, just do a frown. Do like a big frown with the ears like... Yeah.
Okay. Ron, we don't want to leave you out in the cold.
I'm being left out of a lot of things.
I know you want to join us in this world of glass.
I will admit, I am curious. I am a little curious about the glass.
I thought about you, and here you go. It's a box of glass. So I want to get your impression of this right out of the box, because I was pretty impressed yesterday when I went to Google and got fitted for the glass.
My big head. Sorry. All right.
There you go.
I'm gonna open it up.
I thought you might want white.
Oh my god.
I hope you're okay with that.
Hey, beggars can't be choosers. This is a lot of white.
Yeah.
So it's got a neat little look at this. It's got a little.
Yeah, little instructions. It's got a nice subtle approach. I was pretty impressed with the packaging on this.
Yeah. Can you zoom in on that, Chad?
Yes.
It tells you, let's get started. It tells you to turn on the device by pressing the power button. Adjust the nose bridge.
I don't imagine this will come easy to you. It took them an hour to walk through Google Glass with me at the Google campus. I don't know how long it took.
Let's be honest. I'm smarter than you.
Okay. Well, there you go. There's your Google Glass. You can go ahead and wear that throughout the rest of the show. It's a prototype model.
It seems a little rough around the edges.
It's come a long way in a short period of time.
It almost seems hacked together here.
Who is responsible?
I like the camera. The camera here looks like it's really well done.
Go ahead, put it on. I think it's
ow. All right, there you go. The metal sharp up here.
You get used to that.
Yeah, there you go. I like how this one doesn't have the nose bridge.
Don't need the nose bridge.
I feel like I fit in now.
This brings. Yeah.
Is this like a glass hole wannabe? Is that what it is?
Yeah, or
is
it like... apparently so.
Looking forward to that very last minute invite that Ron's sure to get tonight.
I can't. I have a meeting in the morning.
So. No, Ron's like,
that's
no.
That's why you don't even want to go, right?
Yeah, now it's like, screw it. I'm not even going to watch. I'm just going to read the recap later. I mean, I got glass now. What do I need I.O. for?
Don't poke yourself in the eye with that thing.
There you go.
Don't pierce your skull with that, okay?
This far. This fart, the sharp metal bit here. I don't know if you see that.
Yeah.
When you put it on, it just scrapes. There you go.
It just needs to be fit to your head.
That's all. Yeah.
You didn't go through the fitting. Yeah.
That's a work of art. It really looks good.
I'm really impressed. I'm gonna start wearing this around.
Yeah. That was sight unseen in real world. You know what I mean? He did that based on what he saw alive.
Wow, yeah.
It's a fantastic job.
Wow, yeah,
even down to the monstrous thing.
Well, hope there's a warranty on those glass.
There goes my battery.
it was nice knowing you, fake glass.
Well, no, it still works. It's just the battery is really short now.
All right, Rob broke glass.
Yep.
I don't know if you even bother.
Well, yeah, I gave up. I was like, I'll just get there tomorrow.
If it was 7 right now,
holy cow! Look at it. It's right there.
Have you never tried them on yet?
This is the first time I've ever seen it.
That's the very common experience.
That's
kind of
the best
reaction. Holy cow.
Wow. Are you surprised? What are you surprised by? It works. You thought we were all just sort of...
You see, but my problem is that now I feel like I'm just looking up into the sky and I look like a weirdo.
That is a problem.
But it's probably not adjusted to your face.
Yeah.
When it's adjusted to you, it really is designed to be...
How do you adjust it?
Push it all the way up. Like, I had to put mine, like, really up.
No, it looked perfect until I moved it. Right, there you go. Because it turned off. Okay, glass.
Take a picture.
Holy cow. This is the coolest thing ever. I'm totally mad I didn't do one of these. Get one of these. Oh, look at that! It's 69 degrees. Oh, this is so cool.
Now wait for it to load.
Oh, weird.
Wait for it to load. Now it should wherever you are pointing your head, it should be able to tell. So look to your left,
and then go walking.
Oh my God, that's so cool! Look at that.
So it changes perspective.
Oh my God!
Well, that's not an Easter egg. It's just what navigation mode are you in? If you're
freaky.
I didn't see what you were looking at.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I thought you found the picture.
I'm in walking mode. Yeah. See what I see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as I turn my head.
Yeah, the frame rate's bad, but that's just
the frame rate is only bad on here. It's
right,
perfect.
Right.
Oh my God! That's the coolest thing ever. Oh, I gotta get one of these. I'm a total convert. Yeah. I'm skeptical. I've seen the light. This is going to change everything. This is crazy. If I had one of these, I would never take it off.
Yeah, I mean, I know he has been.
No, I'm dead serious. This is freaking cool. No, I look like an idiot, don't I?
He understood. Yeah. That was a life-changing event just now.
I have to tell you, not to derail from the discussion of what's actually in 4.3, but the thing that I learned from that video, which didn't really show you very much, except that if you go into settings about phone, it's at 4.3.
Right.
But if you triple tap on the Android version, it like pops up this like cartoon-like jelly bean.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea. Did you know about this?
Yes.
I had no idea. Yes, you do.
I know. You flick around. You
click and hold on the jelly bean, too.
Yep. And then it turns into many little jelly beans.
Many little jelly beans.
And then you can kick them around with your finger.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, see?
I had no idea.
There you go.
Well, that's clearly old news.
Chad... I hear that you have something to do with Minecraft.
I do. Well,
about 5 or 6 times.
It's Chad here, your friendly video switcher. and I just wanted to tell you that I do a show about Minecraft in the Minecraft universe. And you can also check out all the shows that I produce this week in Google, this week in Tech, and MacBreak Weekly. Thank you so much, Jason. Now back to you.
All the kids are playing Minecraft these days, or so they say on the Jersey Shore.
Wow, you had that. Awesome. You had that ready and that waiting
brilliant.
To push the button.
I love it.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Either that or that's just how you normally talk. There's always that music playing behind you, and I've just never noticed it before.
Of course, Jason. It's great.
And it's free. You get, I believe you get 30 minutes. Oh, I mean, I don't want to say it. I think you get a few hours free per week. I should check to see how many hours. But you can upgrade, and there are audio ads. There are ads about Fit Radio, but you can upgrade to $2.99 a month or $36 a year to get no ads and just listen continuously. App looks great. Yeah, there you go.
Beefcake.
Beefcake.
Ron's like, I'm so tired. I can't even do this anymore.
These are the things that make me want to quit my gym. When I get to my gym, I get there really early, and the nice thing, I like the lights. Historically, they've had like the alternative station on early, but now it's been like the dubstep, and it's. I just can't believe it. Oh man, look at that! Look at that!
And actually, this is a Zoom, so it's pretty heavy, right? There you go. See? You can't say that we don't sell your app for you, Gina.
There you go.
I have to say, that's a really good sale. I did not expect all that.
The lights are really what did it. Let's be honest. The music and the head bopping was good, but Chad with the DJ lights, that made it work for us.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you, Chad.
Now, before we all do this, we're going to get a green button, and we're all going to hold it down, and that means that we're all starting at the same time. Don't do it yet.
Right.
Once it starts, each of us gets commands on our screen. We have to communicate to the other people to do those things.
Okay.
Right? It's total chaos. All right. So everybody hold down the button and keep it held. Keep it held. We're all going. Here we go. It's going to be interesting. So basically, we yell out commands to each other.
Sector one.
And try and make sure that we're keeping the spaceship together.
So am I going to get a different command than you guys?
The ship flies itself. Follow the instructions. Remember to work together.
There we go. Okay. All right. As a space team. We are the space team.
Space
team.
Are
you guys ready? This could be a little chaotic.
I don't know
chaotic.
About this.
Here's all of our controls.
Receive the
prepare
to
release. Okay. And go.
Turn on Octoleg.
Turn on Twin Spoon.
I need the disc.
Sonic. Pico Swarms.
I have Pico Swarms. What do you need?
Turn Pico Swarms to 3.
Got it.
Okay. I don't have Octoleg.
Activate Zeta Ring.
Turn on Twin Spoon.
I need Disc Sonic.
Turn on Octoleg.
Activate Zeta Ring. Zeta Ring activated. Set Shift Trap to full power.
I need Therma Break.
Pico Swarm to 1.
Set Pico Swarm to 0.
Set Pico Swarm to 2.
Set Shift Trap to full power, please.
Flush Beta Break. Flush Beta Break.
Turn off the Dark Cloud. I need Dark Cloud disengaged.
Lono Cabin.
Come on.
Which...
Jam humming cogs.
Something about the IOTA seal?
There we go.
Deactivate Zeta Ring.
Ambifan. I need it enabled.
Enable ion cannon.
Deactivate Zeta Ring.
Okay,
Turn on Octoleg.
Disengage Disc Sonic.
Disengage Dark Cloud.
Turn on Octoleg.
Disengage Dark Cloud.
Who has Octoleg?
Who's got Octoleg?
Turn it on.
Right, there we go. I got it.
Okay.
Woo! Did we make it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We were too good.
You know what that calls for?
Woo!
Yeah.
All right, we're back.
Go. Okay.
Set Rim Pod to 1. Set Rim Pod to 1.
Rim Bob to 1?
Yes.
Rim Pod?
Rim Pod.
Activate Terra Wire.
I need Hollow Prop. Terra Wire is activated.
Flip Hive.
I need a Hollow Prop enabled.
I don't have that.
Activate Roto Bolt.
Engage Alpha Wheel.
Everybody shake.
Oh, man. Zero film. Zero Roto film.
Roto Bolt.
Everybody shake.
Turn zero film to zero.
Engage Alpha Wheel.
Turn everybody on zero shake, film.
Ron.
Okay, I'm shaking.
Shaking.
Turn on zero film.
Yeah, okay. All right, let's stop.
Carmelize the onions. We can't stop. Turn on zero film.
But no, someone needs to caramelize the onions.
Oh, God, who has onions?
Activate Echo Lube.
Okay.
So what should we get in the end?
In the end, you get to make a mashup of two faces. You get to replace feature. You get to add features from one face onto another. So you can look like what your celebrity baby would look like with your favorite celebrity. You can, there we go. You can see what Jason looks like if he had my eyes.
Yeah, I'm just going to give
hair. Yeah, get my hair on there.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that is
disturbing.
Really, really weird. Wow, you're doing a nice job with the hair there. It actually looks pretty good.
I feel like an artist.
this app actually does a nice job of and so there's the brush, which you're just, you selected the brush and then you kind of use your finger to draw in the parts that you want to swap. Oh my God.
That is disturbing.
There's an eraser so you can undo and
I think you are.
Please undo. Hit that undo button. Okay, God.
Look into my eyes, Ron.
Don't get me wrong. I like you both a lot. It's just...
I love this app. What does Switch do?
Switch is out like...
jeez. No. No, it's Switch. It's Switch. Go back. Please go back. No. My eyes.
I'm sorry, Rod. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go, folks.
There it is. It's Face Switch. Once you're done, you can save the result to your channel.
I think that I must.
Share via Facebook. You can share via any, you know, Android share menu. I think that's, I need this.
I'm going to go ahead and save that. I might as well share this.
Why not?
Yeah, I think everybody.
We totally freaked Ron out.
This is totally. Oh, God. I like want to get a hammer and break the phone. And joining us this week, you might recognize him from such shows as Tech News Today and Know How, the one, the only, Ayaz Akhtar. How you doing, Ayaz?
I don't know if I'm one and only. I think there's like five of us out there.
Really?
Yeah.
There are five of you?
They're just not in the States.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's at least one more of me.
It's going to be a tense show this week, I think, because there's some bad blood here.
They're definitely, as you are my vocal doppelganger.
Exactly.
I kept messing with his Moto X by going, okay, Google Now. And it kept believing me. That's
and
not
it kept
true
believing
yet.
You.
The havoc we're going to give for the audio listeners, so we're clear, I'm Ron.
I'm Ayaz.
And you'll be able to tell the two of us apart.
No problem.
No problem at all.
And I'm also going to do my Gina impression at some point.
Yeah, you'll be able to tell when I'm speaking. I don't think there's going to be.
See, it's a good impression, right?
See, that was good. It was very good. Good job. So.
All right.
Or go to the Verizon store or whatever and be like, hey, can you get my contacts off this phone?
That's a really good point, actually. Some people on that Google Plus thread pointed that out. Sometimes you can take it in and they'll do a dump, but I don't. let me rephrase that.
Jason.
They'll do a system dump. There we go. Another person who I know is busy all the time is Chad.
Busy,
in fact. I caught him off guard.
Chad's the secret witness.
I video switch in the dark. If you didn't know, turn the lights down.
Chad's a whistleblower.
It all happened when one night in the Android studios when,
I switched the show behind the scenes here. Going on in my life, I do... This Week in YouTube was a show all about YouTube. OMG Craft was a show all about Minecraft. I help with the All About Android show. I am doing my own stuff over at YouTube. You can head over to youtube.com/OMGChad. I do video let's plays and vlogs and that sort of stuff.
And that's All About Chad.
youtube.com/OMGChad.
And when he's got some free time, he's busy being a whistleblower, letting people know exactly what's happening behind the scenes of companies and the government. So
it happened on Thursday. there was a black car.
At what point did you know that the government was doing something wrong, Chad?
It was obviously apparent when I opened my email, and there was an email from the associate director that said, something is wrong. I didn't know quite what to do, so I came to you guys, the media, about
this. Something was wrong because somebody said something is wrong.
All right, brave Jason. People out there touching a girlfriend's phone.
I know, man. Wow. Not only that, but like flashing the ROM and like all that stuff. Like,
I know.
When I look at my wife's phone funny, like she doesn't talk to me for the rest of the day. She just knows better because I've broken my phone so bad sometimes that like it's just not even allowed anymore.
I would just keep significant others and parents' phones as stock as possible, as just like nothing special about them, and just let them work. Let them text message and play games and let it work.
Yeah, I'm biting my lip because my wife has never wanted me to do any of that to her phones, and now she does for the Galaxy, for her Galaxy Nexus, performance issues and for tethering.
It's a dangerous road, man.
So I'm like, oh man, I'm not sure. Are you sure this is going to change things?
Stacy.
Are you sure you want to go down this road?
This could really change.
Listen, there are kids involved. That's all I'm saying. There are two kids involved now.
Two kids is one thing, but flashing your phone, that's a whole other level.
Yeah.
Okay, you realize once we do this, we can never go back.
We can never
go
back, yeah.
I like it a lot. It's $2.99. It's a little pricey, but I've enjoyed it. Yeah, and that's right. You can't help but dance. Oh, wait. I got to leave my fingers on there, otherwise it'll pause.
It's like, way to stop the music, man. Yeah. I'm feeling
it. Yeah, don't worry. You can get down. It's cool. Yeah, see? Ha! Boom. All right. Well, there you go. All right.
Oh! We're getting the disco lights. I was all ready to do the fist pump and, you know.
Like, so there you go. Drop chord. It's just kind of a neat little game.
It's like the rave scene from Spaced.
Yeah, and some of the later levels that you get into, you're just like, whoa, did I just take where am I right now? Is this real life? That's the main question. Is this real life? Now, this is going to get interesting. Today's arena is going to be a little bit different. I don't think anyone knows about this. I'm going to pull out a little can of whoop-ass here. So
whoa.
Let's jump into the arena.
Whoa!
That's fighting words.
So many enter, but only one lives. Android Arena. All right, so...
So you may have wondered why we had these little characters here.
What?
I was wondering what the markers were for. What the?
So what do we have? So we have the hosts of All About Android. I'm not sure how we're going to do this, Ron, but we've got two battle robots here.
Right.
So I'm going to go ahead and turn this on. I'm not sure which controller controls what.
How do you use these?
Why can I beam myself to Petaluma right now?
I really wish you could.
So for those on the audio listeners, they have an actual arena with androids inside of them.
All right. So turn your controller on, Ron.
I did.
Okay. Now I think they're going to sync, right? Oh. Okay. So here's how it works. When I go like this, oh, whoa. Yeah, see? All right, who's going down? Go. Oh, I'm sorry, Gina.
Gina's out.
Oh, man, I think I'm beating myself up right now.
It looks like Ron's the winner.
Woo! Oh, no, Ron's the winner. This is as exciting as that one game that I reviewed.
How do I turn around?
Yeah, well, you just kind of go like this and it punches. Oh. Yeah, that's like real. Oh, man. Oh, he's totally controlling both of them. How did that happen? Well, apparently you can fight yourself in the arena.
It's interesting is that I didn't know I was controlling them both, and yet I still won. So there we go.
Well, I think you rigged it, Ron.
How do you change it? How do you change it?
I don't know.
This is later.
I think I have to protest. Okay, both went for me instantaneously.
Yeah, I'm not sure why that happened. I think you were just in the center.
Uh-huh. Not sure why it happened. Huh?
Yeah. Don't take it personally, Gina.
You go for the person on Skype. See, Russell, this is how it works.
This is
I do. I didn't even get one. Like I didn't.
Me neither. The only way that I can tell that this is huge is that. They do a lot of quantity. So what I did was I thought it'd be a hilarious prank to do this. So here I'm trying to freaking find what I can do. So here's one. This was I had some friends joining a tournament, and so the name
Minecraft tournament,
a Minecraft tournament.
Oh,
yep,
okay.
Yep. And so their name was Musclecraft Phoenix. So this was one of the things that I bought off of Fiverr. This was, I think, from Crazy Funny Guy. Bought off Fiverr. My own $5 went to pay for this man to wear a weird thing and dance around.
Now, did he offer to wear a grass skirt and dance and
give
the name? Or did you say, no, I want you to strip down to a grass skirt and...
Phoenix. Muscle.
Anyway, that's really awkward.
This is awful.
So this guy, no, that's what this guy does. So his name is Funny Mad, and you can
see
of the things, yeah, that he does, basically.
Oh. Okay, so maybe Google Hangouts is a little different.
escalated quickly. I didn't think you would expect it that way.
I'm pretty sure hell pounds is a good option. I know. I'm kind of floored. Well, there you go. There's a.
this is very awkward now.
We probably got to start this off with a little breaking off a piece of that news. Epic. See, it gives all new meaning to breaking news.
Wow, that was inspired. Bravo.
So that's our new breaking news bumper.
Yeah, for now.
I like it.
I don't know. Maybe we keep that until until the thing that we're about to talk about is no longer. Ron.
I think we absolutely keep that until it moves on. With Android 4.4, we welcome the KitKat. So I got a prop.
Yeah, oh, I think
it's raining KitKats in here. Oh yeah! You know, the one day I don't come into the studio, it rains KitKats.
Yeah, hey, you got to get in here more often. And now we have a reason for it to rain KitKats. I think we might have a little bit of breaking news. Break me off a piece of that KitKat. Really, just looking for reasons to play that.
I love the breaking news bit. That's my new favorite thing. It's great.
It's a little shorter. It's tuned this time. But yeah, so breaking news. I mean, as of a few hours ago, this is pretty significant, I think. George Takei's Take, which is a new show. It's called Takei's Take. Episode 1 launched on YouTube, and it's all about Google Glass. Features Lamar Wilson of This Week in YouTube fame, alongside, of course, co-host Chad Johnson, who's our technical director. But if you skip forward, who is that? It's Ron Richards.
A life-changing event just now.
Ron, you're famous.
Just when I thought we were past this 15 minutes, it comes back.
Holy cow.
Oh, my God. That was a life-changing event just now.
Oh, funny.
I love it.
Well, what I find is hysterical is that, like, I got a notification from Storify that apparently the AARP tweeted about me. And I was like, what does that mean? And turns out this is sponsored by AARP. So I guess it's George Takei talking about technology to retirees. Which is neat, which is a good concept for a show. The show is great, but the fact that George Takei might have seen us doing the glass thing cracks me up.
I know, exactly. It's like, wait a minute, he's seen our faces. We've made it.
Yeah. So awesome.
Well, let's be honest. Do we really think he's seen our faces? Do you think he's seen this in post?
Let's be honest.
You think George Takei is like, hey, we should show the All About Android clip.
Now, yes, I
of
do
course
think.
He is. Well, why are you busting my bubble here, people? He was right. Like, oh, Gina and Ron. I wasn't even in the clip. I was so geeked out about it. I was like, that is amazing. George Takei totally knows us.
Today's top story, it's a recurring theme that we seem to get on the show. It's all of this drama. I put the call out to the awesome community, and Zach Holder answered my call.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Just so much drama in the Android world these days. Oh no. Forget that second thing you saw there. That's nothing. Just turn away. Okay, wow. So
much drama in the Android world.
So much drama.
And
Chad, what's up with you?
Oh, man. I was actually just handed a cookie, so I may have to dare.
It's okay. We understand.
I do a few things on the Twit Network. Of course, I video switch All About Android, which is why I'm talking right now. You're probably like, who's this random guy? But I also do a show called OMG Craft, and I also do a show called This Week in YouTube. But for today, go to youtube.com/OMGChad, which is my personal YouTube channel, and subscribe over there.
There's a couple of cookie and thugs behind you about right now.
This is our gang.
Cookie zombies.
We're called the Cookie Gang. So.
That's great. Save yourself, Chad. Save yourself. So earlier today, of course, we talked about this earlier, how the KitKat Google Plus account put up a little image of KitKat guy dancing that was the Android guy, and it said, everybody dance now. Well, as people do, they picked that apart to no end, went ahead and Wikipedia'd everybody dance now, that song.
CNC Music Factory. Happy to see me when I sing that. Yes, I'm sorry. Everybody now has it stuck in their head. That's my fault. My bad.
Anyway.
Sorry. Anyways, it turns out that Everybody Dance Now, the song by CNC Music Factory, was released on October 18th.
1990, by the way. How old
are we? That's a Friday.
1990, yes.
You don't have to remind us, Gina. I was happy not remembering when that came out. It was just a few years ago, right?
So, does a big release happen on Friday?
Oh, thank you, Chad.
Don't you have to be like this?
Okay, yeah, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with every downbeat, with every boom, I'm feeling Friday.
Yeah, this is definitely happening, definitely happening.
I'm happy we didn't start breakdancing on the table.
You should have. It wouldn't. I know you would have.
If Leo hadn't already sat on it and broken it, then I would have. Thank you, Chad, by the way, for the strobes and all that.
That was awesome.
The interesting thing is that they did confirm that the Galaxy Nexus will not be getting Kit Kat. And Jason. The reason likely being that Texas Instruments, who built the OMAP SoC in the Galaxy Nexus, is out of the mobile market. They would need to update the drivers and the binaries to make it work, and that's not going to happen. So nothing for the
Galaxy Nexus. So, Chad, if you could cut to my camera, my Galaxy Nexus. Well, actually, yeah, the actual one. I wanted to class it up a little bit, so I put a mustache on it. Does that help? Does that bring it into the next?
I don't know. I don't get the correlation.
I don't know. I had a mustache on an earlier show, and I didn't know what to do with it, so I stuck it to the back of my phone.
Well, I'm not going to get the new version of the OS, but I got this fancy mustache. It's
well, you got to admit. I mean, you got to admit. It classes it up. All right,
should have come stock.
They actually have a deal with Staples right now that allows customers to custom order parts that they will print and can
like
be picked
print
up at
on
the
demand
store.
At the Staples. Yeah. So you're gonna walk into the Staples, go up to the kiosk, be like, "I want this," and it's gonna just like poop it out, to say, like right on the spot, like a sandwich.
Jeez. Wait, did you say poop it out like a sandwich?
Well, maybe. Yeah, okay, that was gross.
No, this is an interesting. Anyways,
that's disturbing. So
I was, I was thinking, make it for you, like okay. Yeah. Anyway, okay.
Sorry. Before we get into the arena, it is imperative that we point something out to you.
Absolutely imperative.
This is awesome.
There is a game that is currently in development that could change the way you game forever.
It'll change the world.
Matthew Holtzum posted in the All About Android community on Google Plus and said, "Hey, All About Android listeners, I've recently been working on a title, a little game that pays homage to this awesome podcast. It's a 2D endless runner. What makes it awesome is that it features the hosts of All About Android and has awesome Android themed power-ups. Here's a video of gameplay footage. Keep in mind, this is a work in progress. It's alpha." And
hey, there I am.
Hey, there you are, Ron.
He doesn't have my parrot though. Hey, there we are.
Hey, there we are. You can choose your host. It's an endless runner. So you run along. You jump over obstacles. You slide under ones. In this video, you're collecting gems. Currently, he has this so that you're collecting the different fruit releases.
Oh, that's cool. That's clever.
And there is this NFC. Is an NFC power up. There is a Google Glass power up coming up that lets you shoot through things. Seriously, you have to go to there's Project Moon. The balloon. I mean, this is just awesome.
This is amazing.
So Matthew posted this in the community, and immediately people, you know, are a combination of, "Oh my god, that's so awesome," and, "Oh, what you should do is blah blah blah." He has plenty of ideas to work on. If you think of something you think would be valuable to him, post it there. But I want Matthew to know you do not have to take any of our ideas. Yes. We'd rather you create the game you want to create. But you know, if you want a Matthias Duarte mode where you pick it up and suddenly your shirt gets all colorful and you get some magic power, go for it.
Well, I would think that's some I know it's an endless runner, but there's got to be some arena level where you fall into an arena you've got to navigate. That was my only feedback where I'm like, you've got to have an arena. Come on, man.
The arena's big. So anyways.
Thumb ring mode.
Thumb ring
mode. Yes.
Good job, Joseph, in the chat room with thumb ring mode. Very good.
I have the power.
love this. I just want to thank Matthew. Really cool, like, bucket list moment of, like, oh, become a video game character.
Awesome. It's so awesome.
So cool.
And there you have it. Boy, that was a lot of clips, and it was a little bit of a challenge to edit together, but as I always think with these best ofs, it's worth the time, because it's kind of like, at least selfishly, it's my keepsake for that particular year, and hopefully you keep it as well. I hope you enjoyed all the clips and moments from this year's Best of All About Android show. You can catch us online. Go to twit.tv/AAA. You can find all of our back catalog there if you want to go back and check out some of those old episodes that these clips came from. As for next week, we do have a show on New Year's Eve. We're broadcasting actually 24 hours of live, I think it's actually 26 hours of live streaming content from the Twit studios. And All That Android sits on that day. So we're going to have a regular show, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I think people are going to be in a super festive spirit, as they usually are on New Year's Eve. You know, that's just kind of the way it goes. So I hope that you'll join us. That's next Tuesday, New Year's Eve. All Bet Android coming at you as per usual. So we'll see you next week. I'm Jason Howell. What more is there to say? But happy holidays, and I hope you don't drink too much eggnog.